Ninth District Legislative Update with State Senator Mark Schessler. You're the lead Senate Republican on the state construction spending plan known as the Capital Budget. Tell us about this year's version that's coming out of the Senate.
The Capital Budget has been a great cooperative effort between two Republicans and two Democrats to produce a budget for the entire state. You know, we have school construction needs across the state. Small school repair grants have been a lifeblood to most of the state of Washington that are, again, well-funded. But we get into things that are priorities of others. For example, large amounts of housing money, housing infrastructure, the ability to take care of people with developmental disabilities or behavioral health issues fall into this category really well. Some things that are really specific to our region, for example, there is record funding for health and safety grants for fairs in our state. All seven counties in the 9th District have county fairs, and in many of the counties they also have community fairs and youth shows. At a time when the operating budget cuts our fairs, at least the capital budget is coming through with increases for things that our communities enjoy and celebrate. We also do yeoman's work on water. We rallied around the Tyatton Irrigation District after a tragic fire jeopardizes irrigation and drinking water. And we have a record amount of money going into the 22-1 pipeline to replace water in the Odessa. Record amount of money, and so important to the communities that are losing their domestic wells, municipal water, and keeping agriculture alive and booming. And aquifers don't know county lines. The 22-1 line has impacts into Lincoln and Adams County with jobs and protecting our aquifer.
Ninth District Legislative Update with State Senator Mark Schessler. I'm Tracy Ellis.